Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Q Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. And look who's in the studio lounge, DDJ Myers' very own Darlene Dumont. How are you, Darlene?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. How can you not be doing great in this environment?
That is true. That is true. It's pretty lovely here in the Bahamas. As I think that's probably very rhetorical. So. But yeah, so how are you? How is the show going for you guys so far?
Fantastic.
We're kind of on day one and a half or something like that.
I love coming to the Q Symposium because it's such a great environment for CEOs to be able to work directly and partner with their board chairs, and then more importantly, just to be able to cross network and share lessons learned. It's been wonderful to hear everybody's stories, and even just how DDJ Myers has influenced them has been really exciting to hear.
Yeah, there's a lot of DDJ Myers.
Yes,
in this room for sure. You guys have influenced a lot of people here, indeed. Yeah, and this is one of my favorites because I really enjoy, like you, I enjoy the dynamic, the working relationship between the CEO and the board chair, and seeing how that's worked. And how to keep that successful momentum going. So yeah, it's really fascinating to see. So yeah, it's almost kind of like you're getting a behind the scenes look at how they work. So
it's
really fascinating in that regard. I'm sure you guys see that every day working at DDJ Myers. So yeah. So good deal. So today we're talking about strategic org design and development. So, but before we get with that, share with me some of your responsibilities, because I know you're fairly new with DDJ Myers,
but
you are very familiar with the industry. So.
I am. Yeah. So DDJ Myers and I, or DD, I should say, we met probably 8 years ago, and we've been working together on different initiatives throughout the years. And then a few months ago, our paths crossed again, and she happened to have a great opportunity for me, and so I took it, and I'm really, really excited because, you know, I've always heard such great things about DDJ Myers, and here brings it to life because people are literally coming up and sharing their experiences of how what they did changed their lives personally and also for the credit union. So I'm really happy to be working with them.
Indeed, indeed. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you.
A belated welcome aboard. So again, so the topic here is strategic org design, organization design, and development. So want to give me a quick overview on this topic, and we'll dive into a couple of details.
Sure. So I have 40, sorry to say that, but I have 40 years of experience.
Just a couple of years, yeah. No worries.
And so where I really specialize, though, is in what you just said in terms of strategic analysis and organizational development. And so what we've been hearing in terms of, you know, themes that are really troublesome for credit unions right now. A lot of people are exploring and or are talking about merging and acquiring. Mm-hmm. Certainly there's a lot of pre-work that gets done from a due diligence standpoint. But there's a lot of the people side that doesn't always get noticed right away. Or sometimes the words can be used that sound like the cultures would blend, but in reality they really don't. So we can go in and really do a much thorough assessment of the cultures to see what are the things that they do have in common, what don't they have in common, what are those gaps, how do we blend them. So those are some things that we're starting to work on with credit unions right now that are going through the merger process, and that's been really effective.
So you guys do a lot of like work before the merger, which is where a majority of the work is done, obviously, but how do you guys, if there's a scenario where two credit unions want to join together, but being kind of looking at it from the outside, like maybe this is not such a good, how do you handle that if it's going to work or not work? So, because I'm sure there's a lot of that. Because you sometimes you read in the trades that, yeah, these two credit unions were going to merge, but then they've called it off and then, you know, kind of go their separate ways and maybe try it again in a couple of years or something like that. So how do you guys handle that, or what's the process behind that?
So it's a great question. So the other nice thing is that DDJ Myers recently blended with ALM First. Mm-hmm. And so between the two organizations, there's a wealth of knowledge especially from a merger and acquisition standpoint. So we also have Peter Myers on the team, who is fantastic with helping board members, especially, and CEOs and the C-suite really think through the strategic goals of what they're looking for and really identifying those gaps and a plan of how do you close those gaps and whether or not that's actually the right company to be blending with. And then post-merger, you know, there's a lot of those cultural components that come in, and, you know, we touched upon a little bit on the people side.
Yeah.
But processes are also a really big deal because you might know which IT system you want to use from that merger, but which processes are you going to use and how are you going to blend them if you need to? Sometimes they keep the branches separately, but sometimes they combine things because you want to be able to capitalize on the products and services that both organizations use and offer that to your expanded memberships now. So the processes is where I come in as well.
You guys must be so busy because there's so many M&As going on out there.
Yes.
And I hear it's picking up steam.
Right.
You know, coming out of, obviously, things kind of, everything, life just pretty much stopped during the pandemic. But as we're coming out of it, it seems to be ramping up again. So, and you guys are right there in the thick of it.
Absolutely. And I think it's also important to really challenge the reasons why an organization wants to merge.
Because thank you for that.
Sometimes I think people just want to follow suit, and if everybody else is doing it, that's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
And it may not be the right thing for your membership. So it is important to really understand the why behind going into that M&A.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. The other thing we wanted to touch on, and Dee Dee and I touched on this last fall, we did an interview about burnout, employee burnout, which is very prevalent in today's work environment, no matter what industry you're in. But we're talking credit unions here. So anything, do you have anything, what can you share with us on burnout? Because I think it's a topic that's never going to go away, especially in today's day and age. So what can you add to that? I find this topic very fascinating.
It's a great, great comment, like, because burnout is, again, one of those things that is subjective, and you don't see it. It exists. You sense it.
It's almost too late when you see it, right?
Right.
How do you prevent it?
So when you start feeling and seeing frustrations and maybe your quality to your members is going down or member dissatisfaction is starting to appear, every product or service has a process behind it. More often than not, that process is broken or it's not keeping up with what it needs to in order to really be able to provide the service that's needed for the members. So with burnout, because it happens through all levels, it's really important to get in there and understand what's broken in our processes, what's broken in our system, maybe perhaps even with our leadership. So that's where the strategic workforce analysis comes in, organizational design, and I also have a Lean Six Sigma background. So really helping organizations prioritize what's driving the biggest pain for their members and also for their employees. And let's pull the team together, internal team, because they're the ones doing the work. They're the ones who know the processes the best. Let's pull them together, facilitate a session where they learn how to see the waste in the process. And then once they learn how to see it, I apply some scientifically proven techniques and tools so that they can then remove that waste.
Awesome.
And we go, I mean, I can share example after example where something may have taken 5 weeks and now it takes 2 hours.
Oh my God.
So in 1 year, we can save up to 6 FTEs worth of time, which is over 12,000 hours worth
of
time.
Good grief.
Yeah, so there's some huge opportunities, especially in credit unions, because they've been old mom and pop type shops that have just grown organically over time, and their systems don't always get, and the processes don't, so people are constantly doing heroics behind the scenes. So this way of thinking about things differently can really help streamline things and make things better.
And when you have, when you're doing things like that, you have a happy staff, which equals happy members.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
Wow. Oh my gosh, those are phenomenal numbers.
Yes.
We need to talk more about that on another interview when we have more time. My goodness.
Love to share more.
I want to bring it back to the conference before I let you get going. Any takeaways or any goals? What do you guys want to achieve here? What is DDJ, obviously, awareness and meeting with clients and prospects and things like that. Other goals that you guys want to achieve here at Q Symposium?
Yeah, well, I think in general, DDJ Myers as a whole is a very people-centric type of an organization. And so it's just wonderful to be out and about and being able to build on those relationships, new and existing, and really learn and share what's working. Because the more we can learn from others, the more we can help others as well.
Agreed. Two-way street, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Darlene, anything else to add before I let you go?
No, this was fantastic. Cool. You're wonderful. I'm really happy to meet you. So
nice to meet you, too. Welcome aboard the DDJ Myers crew. And Darlene Dumont, everybody from DDJ Myers, check them out. Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.